Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to talk a little baseball right now, though, and very pleased to be joined by a Major League Baseball analyst for CBS Sports HQ, and you probably know him better as the former longtime president of the Miami Marlins, going back to 2002. You can find him on Twitter at David P. Sampson. David Sampson joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. David, really appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening. It's great to have you on here, and I'm glad to get you on here the weekend after we finally saw free agency, I guess, come to an end 2 months into the regular season with Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrel signing on with teams. I want to get your thoughts on each guy individually, but just your general thoughts, especially as a former executive of a team, on how free agency has kind of changed the last couple of years with sort of the inertia in the marketplace.
Well, I'm very happy to be here. It's a perfect time to talk baseball. I was just talking on the queue today that they were free agents for long enough that someone could have gotten pregnant and had a baby. That's how many months it's been. And it just is a sign of the times. Two things happened. One, Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrel completely misunderstood what their market was. And when you're a free agent, the first step is you have to be self-aware. And they did not get help from their agents at all. They were operating under an old system. The old system is old players get paid for past performance and past Cy Youngs and past World Series rings. The new age is that young players are gold, and finding players who outperform their contracts is how you can differentiate yourself and win at the major league level. So what? That's why they were free agents for so long.
Yeah, and sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, David, but what took so long for baseball to kind of realize that?
Well, you don't mean baseball. What took so long for the players to realize that they weren't going to get the money they wanted? And the draft compensation, we should talk about it for 10 seconds. Those players, because they turned down $17.9 million from their old teams, once they sign with a new team, that new team has to give up a draft pick. And in this day and age, draft picks are gold. Teams will not give them up. Therefore, you have to have a change at collective bargaining to get rid of that system if you're the player union, because it stops old players from getting paid what they're not worth. But what we really know is that those days are completely over because young players rule the game.
Yeah, no, that's a great point about the draft compensation, because once the draft became something that was imminent, then you knew teams were going to wait until they did anything with Kimbrel and Keuchel because they'd have to give up a pick. I guess just to rephrase my question, to make it a little more clear, what took baseball, what took front offices so long, maybe not to realize, but to embrace the math of the very evident fact that young players, young cheap players, proportionally provide way more productivity compared to overpaying for these older guys. Like, you see these, we've seen these contracts for years in free agency where immediately you look at them and you go, man, that team is going to regret that deal within a year or two. I'm glad to see teams finally realizing how silly some of those deals are, but I guess am I being a little too hard on the decision makers in baseball by saying what took so long to realize that?
No, Sean, it's a great question. I'm one of those guys. You know, we used analytics long before it was called analytics. Billy Beane did not start Moneyball. People were looking at math and doing that a long time ago. It was just one of the things we looked at. And I recall when we would sign free agents, winning the offseason mattered to us. Back in 2012, we won the offseason with Bell and Burley and Reyes. And guess what? We didn't win a game during the regular season. But we thought we could drive revenue. We thought we could increase attendance. We thought we could get better TV money. We thought that the juice would be worth the squeeze. And what we learned over time is that players, the more you pay them, there is no return on that investment at the gate or where TV revenue is concerned. That was really the big switch from an operator standpoint versus all of the young 20-year-old Ivy League guys telling us that it was young guys who were better players.
Yeah, that's a great point, David. I'm talking to David Sampson, covers MLB for CBS Sports HQ and also former president of the Marlins. It's a great point on those players that you guys signed in 2012. To that point, do you think that there's going to be a point here, and if so, when, with respect to contracts like Bryce Harper and Manny Machado this past offseason?
So I think it's very much, and God knows we're not going to get political at 6:40 on a Sunday night, but it's very much, you could say, what's happening in baseball mirrors the country, where the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, and the middle class disappears. Yeah. That's what's happening in free agency. The Harpers and Machados got paid. The young guys are not making a lot of money, but producing at the major league minimum. And sort of the middle class free agents are sitting around not getting the types of contracts. We talked about Keuchel and Kimbrel, but there's a lot of free agents who didn't sign that would have expected. Why aren't we talking about Moustakas, who's a performing player for a first-place team who's been signing one-year deals for the last 2 years? And there's many more players like Moustakas who have to realize that it's just there's new ground rules in the game.
Do you think there are certain traits? Let's stick with pitching here with respect to Kimbrel and maybe even more so Keuchel, just because stylistically Keuchel appears to be a guy that doesn't really fit some of the boxes that the analytics folks like in terms of spin rate and velocity and things like that. Do you think there are now certain traits that teams are going to look for ahead of whatever their production might have been for the team that they played for?
So it's a great question again, Sean. And what's happening, and I've been speaking to a lot of teams, and it's crazy, but the analytics departments are overtaking the scouting departments. And now there is very little talk about what's inside a player, both inside a player's head and heart. And I'm going to sound like an old school guy, but let me point out that the majority of major league players who do not make it, it's not because of their skill, it's because of their lack of mental strength. And that is not measured in analytics, which is why I and many of the best people in baseball, I've won World Series ring, certainly not one of the best ever, but I do have a ring.
Yep.
We like to look at everything. We would look at the analytics, but we'd also look at, and we'd get to know the player. And what's happening now is there's very little interest in getting to know a player. You just look at the numbers.
Interesting. David Sampson joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, specific to these pitchers, Kimbrel and Keuchel, what should the expectations be for Cubs and Braves fans in terms of how long it's going to take these guys to get ramped up and be productive members of their pitching staffs?
Well, Scott Boras said Dallas Keuchel needed a week. So I don't know how that's going to work because it's impossible. And I tweeted about it because it was so absurd. Scott Boras says he needs a week. He will need 3 weeks at a minimum. And you have to know that when he does come up, he will not be the impactful starter that everyone's hoping he was 2 years ago, or now it's 4 years ago when he won the Cy Young, 2 years ago the World Series with the Astros. He's a bottom of the rotation starter now. So that's what they're going to get no matter when he comes back. And Kimbrel, he has had some performance issues at the end of last season. He got tired. He has thrown a lot of pitches. We just talked about on HQ that he has the most saves of anyone under 30. Well, that's not a compliment anymore because it just means that he only has a certain number of bullets in his arm and he's used a lot of them. So the Cubs need to ease him in because he's got to be fresh come October and not exhausted.
That's a fascinating thing you just said there, that a guy who, and I'll call it an old school statistical measure because I think people have gotten smarter about relievers in high leverage situations that aren't necessarily saves being the thing now with relievers, but that a guy who has had a high profile stat like saves, the most of them under the age of 30, that's now a negative thing when you're looking at it, but it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it's something that makes me smile. I mean, why the Cubs went to 3 years, I have no idea. There is no chance, and I'm risking you playing this tape back for me 3 years from now, there is no chance that he is a competent closer in three seasons. It's impossible to believe.
Last one before I let you go, David. I'm talking to David Sampson, the former president of the Marlins, and you can get his work on CBS Sports HQ as well. You mentioned Scott Boras. How bad a look is this Dallas Keuchel thing for Scott Boras?
Oh, he doesn't care. He's ruined players' careers long before Dallas Keuchel. He's only interested in the top of his players, and he makes promises to them that he can't deliver. And then if they don't get what he said they would get, he moves on from it, and that's the end of it. So there's a long line of players who are not satisfied with his work, but he does get the job done occasionally, and that's why he still gets players. But Dallas Keuchel has to be disappointed. he sat around a long time and cost himself $4 million. But Boris says he's getting paid $13 million only to pitch half the season, so he got his qualifying offer. But I think 17.9 is way more than 13, but I'm just a Wisconsin Badger. What do I know?
Yeah, no, I, trust me, that's arithmetic I can get behind as well. I said last thing before I let you go, but just a quick follow-up to that. Given the fact that it could take Keuchel a little while to ramp up here, and once he does ramp up, as you just alluded to, we don't know what we're gonna see out of him with the Braves here. Is it possible that he's kind of screwed himself, not just in this year's free agency, but he goes back into the market next year, that he could be going back into the market with this season being his most recent body of work?
Yeah, he's counting on the fact that he'll perform for the Braves, and that's a good fit because they've got major rotation issues. Fulton, Avich, Gausman, Freed today against the Marlins was mediocre. Soroka is an ace, or pitching is the number one right now. Tehran, you never know what you're going to get. So Keuchel's going to get the ball every 5 days. He better take the ball. He better give them length, you know, five innings plus each start, and he has to show in order to get a multi-year contract next year that he has somehow turned around his career from last season. But that's not the history of pitchers. Once it starts to go downhill, once velocity goes away, once your spin rate, and we'll talk spin rate, once that goes away, you really don't get them back. At least naturally you don't. So it's very unlikely that Keuchel's going to be on the upswing at all. So he's probably looking at one-year deals for the rest of his career.
It's former Marlins president David Sampson. You can get him on Twitter at David P. Sampson, CBS Sports HQ MLB analyst. Hey, David, I really enjoyed that conversation. Hope to do it again with you soon. Appreciate it very much. Thanks.
Anytime. Looking forward to it. Have a good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.